Hi, everyone.
Hello.
Hello.
So this is a case from the doorless gate or the gateless gate. Wuzu said, Shakyamuni and Maitreya are servants of that one. Tell me, who is that one? Or another translation just says, are servants of another. Who is that other? Or one says, Shakyamuni and Maitreya are servants of someone else. Who is that someone? And this koan's always a good companion to me. And it came up vividly this weekend. So tonight, I'd like to invite you into a meditation with it in hopes it might become a good companion for you as well. So first, let's bring into focus Shakyamuni, Sanskrit for the sage of the Shakya clan, the historical Buddha, awakened one. In our retreats, we sometimes chant Shakyamuni walking the earth. Someone who actually lived and walked this earth like us, had a mother and father, wife, son, teachers, friends, enemies. We have many stories about him and so many images. And from all of our encounters with Shakyamuni in story, in chants, on the altars of our practice, in our own heart minds, in our dreams perhaps, there's the Shakyamuni that lives in us. So for a minute, say to yourself, Shakyamuni, and see what comes. What feeling, what image or images, what presence or not. Let's just take a minute. And then, now, for a couple of minutes, sit as Shakyamuni. Just experience being Shakyamuni. Whatever that experience is for you at this moment. Okay. Now let's bring into focus Maitreya, the Buddha waiting to be born, whose name comes from Maitri, loving kindness, which in turn comes from Mitra, friend. It is said that Maitreya waits in Tushita heaven, where Buddhas wait to be born, looking down on our suffering. Will come at a time when the Dharma will have been forgotten by most on earth. Thich Nhat Hanh has wondered whether Maitreya might come as a Sangha. It was written that those who meet Maitreya will lose their doubts. The torrents of their cravings will be cut off. They will cross the ocean of becoming. They will have torn the net of the passions. Others see her as a protector and encourager of bodhisattvas. Through the history of the Buddha Way, people have actually claimed to be Maitreya. In fact, Ron Hubbard, creator of Dianetics and Scientology, apparently made this claim. Baha'is apparently believe that Baha'u'llah fulfills the prophecy. Many images, many stories. But in any case, there's the potential energy of kindness, of compassion. Present, not far away, but not yet manifest. Since Maitreya is not yet born, of course, there's not yet any defined gender, any skin color or shape of eyes, any voice, language, personality. The portrayals of Maitreya have an androgynous, graceful presence, often seated and looking downward, very much at ease, a gentle presence. Perhaps my very favorite portrayal is a painting by Mayumi Oda. Her Maitreya is a bare-breasted woman seated on a huge cabbage in a garden with a couple of rabbits at her feet. One of them seems to be plucking at her skirt. She's completely at home there in the garden with the bunnies. She's a woman, but has the quality of girlhood that I associate with the feeling of being a girl, with what that means, not much defined yet, just a person in a girl body, being at ease, yet to become. So let's take a moment to sit with Maitreya. What presence of Maitreya comes in for you? And then again, take a few moments to sit as Maitreya. So what is that like? Here they are, Shakyamuni and Maitreya, servants of that one. Servants. How about that? What's that like? For myself, I noticed a couple of things. And both of these things departed from an image of servant that comes from way back in the tradition, where an image of enlightenment is the image of a servant standing with bowed head, waiting, listening for instructions, as the very image of enlightenment. Huge openness, no other content of mind, just readiness, available to what is needed. Everything available from the huge storehouse of experience, past, present, future. From the receiving end, I notice a wonder and a gratitude. How is it that Shakyamuni, the awakened one, clear mirror of wisdom, is available like that, waiting to see what is needed by whom? By me? Who or what is the me that might be ready to be served that way now, today? Now, when many of the wise ones of a generation are passing away, and a nation and a world don't know how to rise to meet the challenges that are present every moment. Now, when there's laundry to be done and bills to be paid. Who or what is the me that might be ready to be served by Shakyamuni? And how is it that Maitreya, not even formed, but already made of loving kindness, ready to take shape as needed in the darkest hour when all the teachings have been forgotten, is here, available, waiting to see what is needed by me. Who is the me that might be ready to be served that way? to be served by loving kindness. Today, when I wake up with yearnings already forming in my mind, not feeling wise at all. Today, when the magpies are busy at their nest and the spring clouds are washing through the freshest sky, while the snow gushes into the ground and we mourn the loss of lives in faraway New Zealand, in nearby US, and wonder how to help. When the needs of loved ones nearby and far away are poignant in my heart, and I don't seem to have enough hands or long enough arms. And then, from the other side, what about when I see that I am the Shakyamuni who is walking the earth? What about that I am standing, head bowed, waiting for instruction? Who is that other? That one, the someone else. Who is it that Shakyamuni me is serving when I am brushing my teeth, making coffee, writing emails, taking a hike? Can it be that the awake one in me is actually here? Ready in that way? For whom? And what about when I see that I am Maitreya waiting to be born? Ready for instruction? Or even ready in the middle of the very action of the moment, driving, tossing treats to Roxy the dog, picking up someone else's dog poo on the trail, signing up to offer meditation at the jail, brushing my old white hair. Who is that other? I'll just read you Wu Men's comment and the verse that follows in the Doorless Gate, and then let's have a few minutes of silence for those to settle in before we have any conversation. Wu Men's comment says, if you can see this one fully, understand clearly, then it's like encountering your father at an intersection. You won't need to ask someone whether it's him. The verse, don't draw another's bow, don't ride another's horse, don't discuss another's faults. Never probe into someone else's life. So we have plenty of time for conversation. If there's, I would be interested to know. What your experience is, Shakyamuni and Maitreya are servants of another. Who is that other? So just if there's any not like, but you know, I'm not setting a challenge for you to get right or wrong. I hope you realize that. But just to see what comes up for you, what resonates, what connects.